Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to take a step back from our busy day, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to dive in together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 29th day of Tishrei here in the United States, and now already Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, Yom Revi'i, the 30th day of Tishrei in Eretz Yisrael. May this new month be one of bracha, simcha, shalom, achdus, and ultimately, geula. The war sadly is not over. We continue to daven that the 15 Kedoshim, whose bodies are still being held in Gaza, be returned for proper burial in Eretz Yisrael. Reports indicate that Hamas may release two more tonight, and we pray that all are brought home without delay. Today's program is generously sponsored anonymously in memory of Naomi Bas Moshe Yosef on her second yahrzeit, which is today. May our tefillos, our prayers, and Torah learning be a zchus, be a merit for her neshama. May it have an aliyah, and really to one of our most loyal and dedicated callers, thank you sincerely for this meaningful sponsorship. As we shared on the past two calls, since returning to the program after the Chag last week, we are dedicating each of our calls this week of Shiva and throughout the Shloshim in memory Rabbi Moshe Hauer, Zechon Levracha. His loss continues to weigh heavily on our hearts here at the OU and across the world. Rabbi Hauer was not only a leader of extraordinary clarity and conviction, but a person whose Avas Yisrael, his love of every Jew, and personal warmth lifted so many. May these tefillos, these prayers offered together as one klal, as one group, as one congregation here on this call, and our shared limud Torah, our shared learning of Torah, be a zchus, be a merit for his neshama, and a way for us to carry forward the vision and spirit he inspired in all of us. On behalf of the OU, it is my privilege to welcome back the Daily Call, Rabbi Yaakov Glasser, Managing Director of Community Engagement at the OU, and the rabbi of the Young Israel of Passaic Clifton in Passaic, New Jersey, share words of Divrei Chizuk. Rabbi Glasser will share his words of Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by the recitation of the following chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, Rabbi Glasser will lead us in Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English, Mishaberach Haradir Chayalim. Rabbi Glasser will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim, during which Rabbi Glasser will pause for about 30 seconds so that each of us can add the names of all those who we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, ou.org/Tehillim call. Before bringing Rabbi Glasser on, I'd like to share a brief reflection. Since stepping into his current role at the OU as the Managing Director of the Department of Community Engagement, Rabbi Glasser has spent more time working side by side with Rabbi Hauer than almost anyone alongside Rabbi Dr. Josh Joseph and Rabbi Yisrael Motzen, who will both, Emir Hashem, please God be on the call later this week. These three Rabbanim formed the professional brain trust that partnered closely with Rabbi Hauer on nearly every issue the OU faced. As we continue to process our collective grief, it is both comforting and inspiring to hear from those who knew him best and who carry his legacy forward. I've known Rabbi Glasser for over 25 years. He's a dear friend and mentor, someone I've admired long before I ever had the privilege to work alongside him. His insight, his integrity, and his ability to see both the heart and the horizon have shaped so much of how I think about leadership and about call work. Deeply meaningful and honestly very moving to welcome him back to the Daily Call, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Glasser.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. And it is it is an honor and a privilege to be able to share some words of Torah and to lead Tehillim on this call that you lead with such dedication and devotion. And I think we are all very grateful for your sensitive soul bringing us into these moments, which are certainly moments of reflection, but also moments of pain and of loss. I share these words of Chizuk from Baltimore, Maryland, where I just had the opportunity to be Menachem Avil with Rabbi Howard's family and to just see the incredible range of people who are impacted by this extraordinary Talmud Chacham and leader. I want to share a brief insight. We're in between the parashiyos of Bereishis and Noach. So we're really in the parashiyos that discuss the nature of the world. We're in the parashiyos that discuss the creation of the world's potential, the world's destruction at not meeting that potential, and of course the recreation of the world. And Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a little gift at the end of the parasha, a glimmer of hope and aspiration for what will come next, as Avraham Avinu is introduced to us and will ultimately build the future of the Jewish people. And I want to talk about this world, this planet, this great earth that we all occupy together, and share a Yerushalmi, cryptic Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi writes the following. I believe it's in Maaser Sheni. Ein ribua b'sheshes yemei bereshis. There are no ribua, there are no squares in the 6 days of creation of the world. And the Mefarshim and the Yerushalmi explain that if you look at nature, those who've spent some time, our family does a lot of travel with nature. We go to national parks a lot. And if you look throughout nature, if you hike the beautiful trails in Eretz Yisrael and all over the world, all over Hashem's beautiful world, you will see that there are so many different formations and there are so many different, you know, beautiful landscapes that you can appreciate in the intersection of streams and forests and rock formations. And there's so much grandeur to the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. But you'll notice something as you look across the landscape of Hashem's planet, and that is that there are almost no perfect squares. In plant life, in rock formation, very, very rare, if not ever, come upon in nature just a perfect square. It is almost the, like, confrontation of nature's imperfections, of its awkward angles that tend to produce the most majestic landscapes that we enjoy. And therefore, the Yerushalmi makes this declaration, Ein ribua b'sheshes yemei bereishis. You should know that out there in the world, there are no squares. So I once heard asked, it's fascinating, because Hashem in his foundational world did not create the natural manifestation of this geometric shape. And yet, in Yadus, in Yiddishkeit, we encounter so many contexts where squares and right angles are actually very important. You know, tefillin has to be square. Mitzvahs are put on a garment that has right angles that is square. The Beis HaMikdash is built with squares, the Mizbeach, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You know, there's a lot of squares in Yahadus as a shape that is treasured and highlighted and elevated. And yet the Gemara makes this statement that you should know, when you look at the world, you'll see, like, there aren't many squares. But I once heard explained by Rabbi Riviat a beautiful, beautiful insight. And that is that the world is not a world of perfect right angles. The world is not a world of perfect squares. The world is not a box. The world is complicated. The world is curved. The world is imperfect. And the world is just really a coalescence of so many different directions and complexities that is hard sometimes to even wrap your hands around. But the values of Yahdus, the values of Yiddishkeit, what we stand for, that is the perfect square. We have clarity. We have principles. We have mitzvot. We have tzivuyim. We have expectations. We have ideals. We do live a life of square. And so really our goal as Jews is to walk into this curved and imperfect world that often presents so many different unexpected twists and turns, and to bring with us not an attitude of deference to those curvatures, but to bring with us principles and clarity, bring with us foundational ideals, and to learn how to bring that space, those ideals, into the complexities of the world. Rabbi Howard Zassal was a man, was a gaon, was a leader who knew how to do this exceptionally. Some leaders just live in the curves. You know, everything's always so complicated and everything's always so immersed and overwhelmed. And some leaders just live in the squares. You know, they're producing and they're learning and they're teaching. It's very unique to encounter a personality that knows how to bring the principles of Yiddishkeit, of Torah, of Chazal, of everything we stand for, the squares, the clarity of message and who we are, into the complexity and curvature of the world. To try to take a world that doesn't fit into a box, the Jewish people don't fit into a box, our life experience doesn't fit into a box, most people's families don't fit into a box. There's so much out there that's so complicated, and it's so easy to become overwhelmed. And Rabbi Hauer devoted his life not just going in and trying to address these things and fix these things and give speeches about these things. He had devoted his life to bringing the principles and foundations of Torah into these spaces and to allow Torah to speak for the Ribbono Shel Olam and for the Jewish people in how to navigate the complexities of this world. And for that, we are deeply grateful for this incredible gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in this outstanding tzaddik. And we will remember him and try ourselves to live up to that legacy. And share some prakim of Tehillim. Ramatzeach mizmor l'David, Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara yisagel chashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha b'kodesh u'mitzion yisadecha yizkar kol min chosecha. Yolosra Yidash Nasela, Yitem Lachokil Vavecha, the Cholas of Koyim Alei, Niranina Bishua Secha, Vishem Eloheno Nidgo, Yimalei Adinoi Komishalo Secha, Ata Yadati, Yoshia Adinoi Nishiho, Yaneo Mishme Kacho, Bigurot Yeshani Mino, Elevarecha, the Elevasusim, Anachu Mishem Adinoi Eloheno Naskir, Himakaru Vinafalu, Vanachu Kamuvanis Ogad, Adinoi Yoshia, Amelachi Anenu, the Yom. Here, Hamaalos, Mimamakim, Kirosicha, Adonai. Adonai, Shimavi, Koli, Tiena, Znecho, Kashuvos, Lakol, Tachanunoi, Mabonos, Tishmoria, Adonai, Miya, Amod, Yimchat, Lichol, Lemanti, Borei, Kivisi, Adonai, Kivson, Nashi, Libero, Chalti, Nashi, Ladinoi, Nishomim, Laboker, Shomim, Laboker, Yachel, Israel, Ladinoi, Ki, Im, Adonai, Achet, Barbei Mofidus, Bo Yishdes Yisrael, we call Avonosto, Vachenu, Kobes Yisrael, and the Sunim Basar of Ashivi. Omdim Ben Bayon, Uvein Bayabasha, Amokam Yirachim Alei, and the Yotriyem Yisrael, Lerbacha, Meafelo, Leora, Mishivu, Leguula, Ashtabagolov, Isman Kariv, Benomar, Amen, for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity, on sea or on land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say, Amen. Sheberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. V'yivarech et chayalei tzva haganah liYisrael al da'anshei kochot habitachon ha'omdim al mishmar aseinu. V'yarei Eloheinu migvua Lebanon v'amibar Mitzrayim. V'nayom ha'gadol ad levor rabo v'chol makom shehem v'yabasha v'avir v'yom. Yitain Adinai Saivenu Akamim Alenu Nigafim Shnehem Akadosh Baruch Hu Yishmar V'Yatzil Es Chayalein Mikol Tzar Avitzuko Mikol Nega U'machala V'Yishlach Bracha V'Yatzlacha V'Chol Ma'aseh Yideihem Yadber Sonenu Tahtehem, the Atrain Bechetter Yeshua of Ateras and Tahom, Yukuyam Bohem Akasuv, Yadanoya Lohechem Alechim Achem, Lachem Lachem, Madechem Loshia Eschem, Vinomar Ame, Mishaberach Abosain, Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, David Shlomo, Yibarech, Es Hacholim. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Alei Machlilom Lrapam Lachikom Lachiosam Yishlach Lehem Ero Refuah Shleima Min Hashamayim V'chor Ebrahim V'chor Gideon V'tzoch Shar Cholei Yisrael Refuah Tanepesh Refuah Tagos Hashkol Hagolov Izman Kariv V'nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Glatzer, for your meaningful words. I look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in the Yirat Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday, Rosh Chodesh, at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, those in Eretz Yisrael listening, wishing you a Chodesh Tov, and for all of us, as we go into Rosh Chodesh tonight, may it be a wonderful month for all of Am Yisrael and for the entire world. Chodesh Tov.